News release Mariposa Folk Festival. He's been hailed as one of Canada's most culturally conscious songwriters of the 70s, but Murray McLaughlin's sympathetic song Portraits of Ordinary Folk have appealed to our social conscience for more than five decades. The Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, CSHF, is pleased to announce the induction of singer-songwriter Murray McLaughlin, composer of more than 35 hit singles, including the SOCAN Classics Farmer Song, Down by the Henry Moore, and Try Walkin' Away. Marking its first in-person songwriter induction ceremony since the pandemic, the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame is partnering with Mariposa Folk Festival to recognize McLaughlin on Saturday, July 9 on the festival's main stage. Since 2018, the CSHF began partnering with music events and festivals across the country to connect with fans and celebrate the songs and songwriters to their musical roots. McLaughlin will be officially inducted at Mariposa by longtime friend and CSHF inductee Gordon Lightfoot and honored with a special tribute performance by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. I am honored to join my respected friends Gordon Lightfoot, Joni Mitchell, and so many others in the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, says McLaughlin. The 2022 Mariposa Folk Festival takes place July 8 to 10 in J.D. Tudhope Memorial Park, Orillia. Tickets are available at online. Murray McLaughlin was born in Scotland, and raised in Toronto, where he studied art and began singing in coffeehouses at age 17. He frequented Yorkville's The Riverboat, a hub for the folk rock music scene in the 70s where fellow singer-songwriters Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, and other Canadian icons would play. That was also a favorite tour stop for American artists including Simon and Garfunkel, and folk singer Tom Rush. McLaughlin would play his bittersweet compositions Old Man Song and Child Song on the back steps of The Riverboat for Tom Rush, who became the first artist to record one of McLaughlin's insightful songs. Child Song was recorded by Tom Rush in 1970, and would later garner McLaughlin three Juno Awards for Folk Single, Country Single, and Songwriter of the Year. In 1971, McLaughlin signed with True North Records and recorded his debut album, Song from the Street, that reached top 40 in Canada. His first top 10 single came from the Farmer's Song, which drew attention to the industrial forces decimating family farms, while earning him his first Juno Awards for Best Songwriter, Folk Single, and Country Single. His follow-up album Sweeping the Spotlight Away earned him a Juno for Best Country Vocalist, and his homage to Toronto, Down by the Henry Moore, became his first number one hit to cross over on both pop and country charts. McLaughlin's first gold record came with the 1976 album Boulevard, which included the hit single On the Boulevard. Through the 1980s, McLaughlin enjoyed further success with hit singles like Do You Dream of Being Somebody? Somebody's Long Lonely Night, Little Dreamer, and Never Did Like That Train. He rounded out the decade with the anthem If the Wind Could Blow My Troubles Away, Participation in Tears Are Not Enough, and his Juno-nominated album Swingin' on a Star. His most recent endeavors include his 2012 hit albums Human Rights and El Ove Can't Tell Time, and 2021's Hourglass that has made numerous top 10 lists in Canada, the US and throughout the world. He was won 11 Juno Awards throughout his esteemed career and is among the top 20 most winning Juno artists of all time. McLaughlin's songwriting, whether in his earlier narrative style or his later impressionistic one, has definite grassroots appeal. And the visual sense he developed while studying art as a youth still inspires his songwriting. I always try to write visually, to put someone into their context, he explains. His love for songwriting and art came together in 2021's A Thompson Day, a tribute to the work of Group of Seven painter Tom Thompson that resulted in a collaboration with the Art Gallery of Ontario. Recently, Child Song was featured in the hit NBC TV show This Is Us, and Widespread Panic recorded a hit rock cover of McLaughlin's dark ode Honky Red. Others to cover McLaughlin's work over the decades include Bonnie Dobson, John McDermott, Renee Claude, David Wiffen, George Hamilton IV, Waylon Jennings, Kathy Mattea, David Bromberg, The Ennis Sisters, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, R. Harlan Smith, Walter Ostenek, Bob Newworth, Three's a Crowd, Melanie Safka, and Junkhouse. Murray McLaughlin will be honored by the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame at the 2022 Mariposa Folk Festival on Saturday, July 9.